either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raise up your head. Ask, you will be granted. Seek intercession, your intercession will be accepted. Then also, he will not ask for Fatima. He will not ask for Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma. He will not ask for himself. He will not ask for his family. He will ask for his ummah. Such attachment with the ummah that Anas radiallahu, his maqam and his status on that day, we can see from all these riwayat, such that a mimbar will be brought. A mimbar will be brought for him. He will not sit on the mimbar. Why? He will say to Allah, that oh Allah, I fear if I sit on this mimbar will transport me immediately into Jannat. And how can I go into Jannat when my ummah has not been guaranteed protection from Jahannam? So he will place his hand, on the pulpit of that mimbar and hold on to it. He will not sit on the mimbar. One shair and one poet says, with reference to the ayat of the Quran, from which we can understand his status, Musa Kalimullah, when he goes to Koh Tur, the mountain of Tur, to meet Allah, to speak to Allah, as he is approaching, such is his anticipation and love for Allah, that in the last stages he starts running. Musa alayhi salam is asked, that why did you run? He says, Ajiltu ilayka rabbi litarda. O my Allah, I hasten so that you may become happy with me. Ajiltu ilayka rabbi litarda, so that you become happy with me. For Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wala sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda. Allah will give you and give you and give you so much till you become happy with Allah. And Shayin says, when we read this ayat, وَلَا سَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى سُرَّ قُلُوبُنَا, our hearts were filled with joy because we knew Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam would never be happy وَوَاحِدٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِهِ فِي النَّارِ, whilst there is still one ummati of his in Jahannam. Allah says, I will give you till you are happy. So we knew that every one of his ummat will eventually be safe from Jahannam. That maqam, that status on that day. And yet Anas radiallahu anhu asks him, where will we find you on that day? He says, oh Anas, you will either find me at the Hawza Kawthar giving water to my ummah. Or you will find me at the mizan, at the scales where the deeds are being weighed. I will place my hand on the pan of the good deeds of my ummah so that the weight increases. Or you will find me at the bridge of Sirat, the bridge over Jahannam, which each person has to pass over. Once Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, Ghaliban Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu, is lying with his head in the lap of his wife and he begins to cry. She, looking at him crying, she starts crying. Their hearts were very, very soft. So he asked them, Ayub Kik, what is causing you to cry? She says, I saw you crying, this is why I started crying. He said that ذَكَرْتُ قَوْلَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ, I remember the ayat of the Qur'an wherein my Allah says, وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا, that every one of you will have to cross over Sirat. Every one of you will have to cross over the bridge over Jahannam. This is a decision which Allah has decreed and will never change. No exclusion, no istisna. No one will be excluded from this. He says, I thought of this ayat of the Quran and the fear came into my heart. What will happen if I slip and fall into Jahannam? O Anas, you will either find me at Sirat saying, Rabbi Sallim, Sallim, Rabbi Sallim, Sallim. O Allah, have mercy. O Allah, have mercy. Had ahadith, akhbar, incidents, or promises mentioned in Quran and Hadith, which did not enter through one ear of Sahaba and come out of the other ear. These were realities to them. This is why their hearts were moved and their hearts were affected. Like the Sahabi starts crying just thinking of the bridge of Sirat. That the day is going to come when I will have to cross this. Why? Because Allah says. Through His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is a reality, that bridge will have to be crossed. Why effort on Iman was made? Then the reality of Iman entered into the hearts. And not only Sahaba, the generations that followed also. Women also. Today the husband goes from the home to the shop. So when he's leaving for the shop and the job, the wife calls out from behind, I need onions in the house, I need potatoes, I need this, I need that. She places all her taqazas of dunya, that bring all this back for me. And then from the shop, he goes back home. So when he enters the house, she knows where he is coming from. So immediately her first expectation is to see, has he fulfilled my needs of dunya? Has he carried out my wishes? That is why if you go to a home of a person and ask the wife, knock on the door and ask that, where is so and so? She says, he's gone to the bazaar, he's gone to the shop. How long will he be? She says, I don't know. Maybe he'll hear of one parcel somewhere else, or he'll hear of one deal somewhere else, or one auction somewhere else, or something else will come up, and he will be gone there. I don't know when he'll come back. Why? Because that type of environment. Sahaba, when they would leave from the home, they would go to the masjid. From the masjid, they would take the taqaza and the demand of deen by coming into the environment of the masjid. And from the masjid, they would go to the business. And from the business, they would come back to the masjid. By going from the masjid to the business, they would go to the business with the fikr of the masjid. So sitting in the business, they would not look at the customer that walked in with this eye, that if he has come here to spend 10 rand, and in paying for that 10 rand goods, he takes out a 100 rand note, how can I convince him to give me the other 90 rands also? He will not look with that eye, but he will have the conviction in his heart that my risk is already decreed by Allah. And if I am supposed to get 100 rand today, if he gives me 10 rand, the other 90, whether I sit here, whether I don't sit here, whether I open the shop or I don't open the shop, will come to me, because Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, by the qasam of that being in whose hand lies my life, like your moth will chase you, your risk will chase you. So if he has gone with the fikr of the masjid, he will look at this person who walks into his shop. He has come from the environment of the masjid, environment of hidayat, so his eyes will fall on this person, that is he on hidayat or not. Today, the person will come into the shop from head to toe in 5 or 10 or 15 ways, he is breaking the order of Allah. Our only fikr will be how we can take his dunya from him. The fact that in the disobedience of Allah is halakat and destruction for this person, that perception or thought will not enter into the heart also. Why? Because we have went from the home with the taqaza of home. How many men have went into haram because of the demands of their wives? Why? Because their minds have not been made. Those days, the husband is leaving the home because he is going to the masjid, and the fikr of the masjid, he goes to the shop. From the shop, he doesn't go home, he comes back to the masjid. And then from the masjid, he goes home. So the wife knows my husband is coming from the masjid. Immediately, what did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach you? The fikr was different. The soch and the zehn and the thinking of those women was different. This is why when you would go to the home of a sahabi and ask, where is so and so? If she said that he is gone to the bazaar, when will he be back? He's gone there, he'll be back just now. But if the answer is given that he is gone to the masjid, he's gone to the masjid, then the question is asked, when will he come back? She says, she will reply, I don't know. Perhaps there is some jamaat that has to go in the path of Allah. Perhaps there is some taqaza of deen. Immediately I know my husband, without looking left, without looking right, without needing to take the permission of the home minister, will understand I have been sent for deen, so he will fulfill that taqaza. That is why when the husband is leaving the home to go to the business, the wife will call out from behind. Comes in the riwayat, إِيَّاكَ وَكَسْبِ الْحَرَامِ فَإِنَّا نَصْبِرُ عَلَى الْجُوعُ وَلَا نَصْبِرُ عَلَى نَارِ جَهَنَّمِ. Beware of bringing haram into my home. Beware of bringing haram into my home. I can make sabr on hunger. I will never be able to make sabr over the azab of Jahannam. That reality, consciousness of akhirat was there. Even in the women of those times. That is why, and the generations after that also, Rabia Adawiya rahmatullah alayha, each night she would go to her husband and ask his permission, that do you have need for me? If the answer was no, then the whole night would be spent in ibadat. When a husband passes away, no lesser a personality than Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, the wali of his time, sends proposal for her. When he sends proposal for her, she replies with four questions. That, oh Hassan, oh Hassan, tell me that when the time comes for me to leave this dunya, will I leave with the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah on my lips or not? He said, I don't know. Second question, when the questions of the qabr and the grave are presented to me, will I be able to give the answer or not? Today when the proposal comes, what is the bank balance of the suitor? What type of house has he got? What type of furniture has he got? Will he keep my daughter in luxury? Will he fulfill her worldly needs? This is the only fikr. Is he on deen? Or is he not on deen? إِذَا خَطَبَ إِلَيْكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ فَزَوِّجُوهُ إِلَّا تَفْعَلُوا تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ عَرِيضٌ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a proposal comes from a person whose deen and akhlaq satisfies you, give your daughter in marriage to him without consideration for anything else. If you do not do so, there will be fitna and fasad on this earth. That is what emanated from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what the West and what the enemies of Allah and what this dunya teaches us is that will she be in luxury or not? Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Yazid, who is the Khalifa, ruler of two continents of this earth, sends proposal for his daughter. He sends back rejection. One of the ordinary staff of Yazid says to him that, O Khalifa, you have received this rejection of your proposal. Give me permission to propose. In anger, he says, do what you want to do. This person proposes. Abu Darda accepts and gets his daughter married to this person. There's an uproar. He refused the king. He refused the ruler and gave an ordinary pauper. The message comes, Abu Darda, how did you insult Yazid like this? He said, I did not insult Yazid. I did not insult Yazid. I thought of the day my daughter would be sitting on the throne. Around her would be eunuchs. Someone would be combing her hair. Someone would be seeing to her every need. She would be in the lap of luxury. On that day, where would her deen be? On that day, where would her akhirat be? For the fear of what would happen to the akhirat of my daughter, I turned down that proposal. Their fikr was different. Their thought was different. Their thinking was different. Why? Because they were not motivated by the desire of dunya. Today dunya has become a reality. That which Quran and that which Allah says is ghurur is a deception. We have made that reality. And that which Allah, wa'abud rabbaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen, worship your Allah until yaqeen comes to you. Mufassireen are unanimous when the Quran uses the word yaqeen, which means absolute certainty. Quran is referring to maut. Allah says, worship your Allah until yaqeen, maut comes to you. That which Quran, that which Allah says is reality, to us that has become deception. And that which Allah says is deception has become reality. That is why the janaza will be going. Four people will be carrying the janaza on their shoulders. We'll be gathered in crowds and hordes around the house of the janaza. Walk past and listen to what conversation is taking place. The picture of reality is in front of our eyes and we are still talking about the deception. Why? Because we have made such an effort on dunya, such an effort on a deception, that deception has become reality. Once a person was eating in the graveyard, Hassan Basri looks at him and he says, "You are a munafiq. Moth is in front of you and you still have the desire for food." Once a janaza is going past, somebody asks Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, "Whose janaza is that?" He says, "Bhai, that is your janaza. And if you don't like what I am saying, it's my janaza. Because Allah says, innaka mayyitu wa innahum mayyitun. You have to die and they have to die." That is the reality. Today that has become a deception to us. Why? Because so much effort on dunya, that our thinking is dunya, our concern is dunya, our worry is dunya. The basis on which we measure success is dunya. Ye sab batil hai. This is batil. The source of this is batil. That knowledge which emanated from the arsh of Allah, and that knowledge which emanated from Allah, and that knowledge which 124,000 anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam brought to this earth, one after the other, generation upon generation, century upon century, has declared that to measure success on wealth and possessions is a deception. And today we have defied all that and has accepted that which is opposite to that. Not with the tongue, but our actions speak for themselves. Allah's decisions will not be on verbal lip service. Allah's decisions will be on a'mal and on sifat and on qualities. Oh Hassan, when the questions of the grave are put to me, will I be able to reply them or not? Oh Hassan, on the day of judgment, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَهِ إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَهِ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَهِ فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَهِ قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَهِ كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَهِ. On that day, the books of deeds of some will come into the right hand. And they will say, come, how muqra'u kitabiya, come read my book. I knew of this day. He will be in happiness. He will be in joy. It will be said, eat, revel, enjoy, drink, everything is yours. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَهِ وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَهِ يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَهِ مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَهِ هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَهِ خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوهُ ثم في سلسلة ذرعها 70 ذراعا فاسلكوه. The book of some will come in the left hand. He will say, يا ليتني لم أوت كتابيا. If only I was not given this book. ولم أدري ما حسابيا. And I did not know what my hisab was. يا ليتها كانت القاضية. If only I had died and was not resurrected again. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَهْ هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَهْ. My strength, my kingdom, my wealth, everything is gone. Nothing is helping me today. خُذُوهُ, grab hold of him. فَغُلُّوهُ, tie him up. ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوهُ, and then throw him into Jahannam. He said, oh Hassan, on that day, the books of deeds of some will go in the right hand, and the books of deeds of some will go in the left hand. On that day, will my book of deeds come into my right hand? And oh Hassan, on that day, when insaniyat will have to cross over Sirat, will I be able to cross or will I fall into Jahannam? To all four questions, he sent back the reply that I do not know. She sent back the reply that I cannot accept your proposal because I have to make preparation for that day. Why? Akhirat had become a reality. such effort we are making on dunya, that dunya has become our reality. All the time, fikr, concern, worry for this temporary dunya. One sahabi comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, إِنَّكُمْ فُضِّلْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا بِالْأَلْوَانِ وَالصُّوَرِ وَالدِّينِ أَرَأَيْتُ إِنْ آمَنْتُ بِمَا آمَنْتُ وَعَمِلْتُ بِمَا عَمِلْتُ أَكُنْتُ مَعَكَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. He says that you, referring to the Arabs, have been given superiority over us by virtue of your lineage, by virtue of your wealth and your position. A black sahabi he was. He says, tell me, if I bring iman like you have brought iman, and I do amal like you are doing amal, will I be with you in Jannat? One fikr, one concern, one worry, akhirat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, La yahummuka sawadu wajhik in amanta bima amant, wa amilta bima amilt, lakunta ma'i fil jannah, wa inna balataka al-aswad, la yura min masafati alfi am. Do not let your complexion or your worldly position bother you. This is not of importance. If you have brought iman like I brought iman, and you do amal like I am doing amal, you will be with me in Jannah. And not only will you be with me, Allah will give your face such nur that it will be seen from a distance of 1,000 miles. Allah. Only criterion is deen. Criterion is deen. Criterion is akhirat. This dunya is a deception. Such an effort was made upon Sahaba-e-Kiram till this reality had come into their hearts. Maybe. This angel makes tasbih. Subhana man allafa bayna al-thalj wa al-nar. Glory be to my Allah who has created harmony between fire and ice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's connection with his ummah was so great. Immediately he makes dua. Allahumma kama allafta bayna al-thalj wa al-nar. Allif bayna qulub ibadika al-mu'minin. Oh my Allah, as you created harmony between fire and ice, unite the hearts of my ummah. Unite the hearts of my ummah. That Allah who created harmony between fire and ice will unite the hearts of this ummah. Why? Inna quluba bani adama bayna usbu'ayn min asabi'ir rahman. The hearts of man are between two fingers of the fingers of Rahman. Yuqallibuhuma kayfa yasha. Allah will turn those hearts in any direction he wants. But that decision is dependent on deen. That decision is dependent on amal. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, constantly, all the time, this was the fikr. How can the hearts of my ummah be united to this extent? Lengthy riwayat. We've heard it over and over again. Where that camel ran to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alqa bijarranihi fajarjara hatta btalla al-ard. Started crying until a puddle of mud formed at its feet, at the feet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He tells the sahaba, this camel has come to complain of the ill treatment it is receiving from its master. Just then the owner comes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, will you fulfill my wishes? He says, I am ready. May my parents be sacrificed upon you. He says, give me this camel in my possession. The camel is given. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to the camel, go, you are free. Faragha raghwatan. It lets out a sound. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ameen. Thumma raghat thaniya. Again, Ameen. Thumma raghat thalitha. Again, Ameen. Thumma raghat rabia. Fabaka Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Three times the camel makes a sound, he says, Ameen. Fourth time he starts crying. Sahaba asks, what did this mean? He says that the camel has made dua. May Allah free you from your fear as you have freed me from my fear. I said, Ameen. May Allah protect your ummah from being completely annihilated by a tyrannical ruler. I said, Ameen. May Allah protect your ummah from being completely annihilated by some earthquake or by some natural disaster. I said, Ameen. The fourth dua, may Allah protect your ummah from breaking up into groups, breaking up into creed, breaking up into nationalities, breaking up into factions, breaking up into tribes, breaking up and disuniting. He says, Jibreel has come to inform me that this dua will not be accepted. And he started crying. This hurt him so much that this ummah, 23 years of effort, was made to make them an ummah. لو أنفقت ما في الأرض جميعا ما ألف بين قلوبهم ولكن الله ألف بينهم. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you spend all the wealth of this earth, you would not be able to unite their hearts, but Allah is the uniter of the hearts. But decision of unity comes on amal. They were a broken people. Each one was not talking to the other. Centuries of hatred, centuries of enmity, centuries of fighting. If this one's camel had to go into that one's yard, then finish. He would kill that person, his son would kill him, and it would carry on. They would drink the blood of one another. Such hatred they had for each other. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent among such a people whose hearts were disunited. Disunity on the basis of language, disunity on the basis of color, disunity on the basis of creed. Disunity, this is his group, this is that person's group. And he made an effort. Understand, my respected brothers, that till Qiyamah, this ummah will never be unified. This ummah will never be made into an ummah on any other effort, on any other way, on any other movement, on any other call, on any other invitation, besides that which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made that effort upon Sahaba. There is no other way. If this ummah could be united on anything else besides the tarteeb and system and effort of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's qasam, he would have showed us another way. Call as much as we want to, shout as much as we want to, raise whatever slogans we want to raise, do whatever we want to do, but understand, I am sitting on the minbar, Allah's qasam, till this ummah does not make that same effort, this ummah will only be united on Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that which emanated from Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on nothing else. That is why on Hajjatul Wada, he said, تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْمَحَجَّةِ الْبَيْضَى لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِيَا. I have left you on one clear road. Night is clear, day is clear, there is no ambiguity. 23 years of effort was culminated where Sahaba, this was instilled in them, that above race, above creed, above ideals, above nationality, above language, each one has to have the fikr and the cry and the concern for one insan to be saved from Jahannam. To this extent, yu'thiruna ala anfusihim walau kana bihim khasasa, that if they were in the depths of hunger, they would still give their brother preference over themselves. Kunu ibadallahi ikhwana, all of you become brothers on what? This ummah was united on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the warrior Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when this ummah turned its back on the effort of iman, and when this ummah turned its back on the warrior Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we cease to remain an ummah. Ummah is not a slogan. Ummah is not a title. Our elders tell us, ummah mukhtalif tabaqat ka wo majmua hai jinki maqsad ek ho. Ummah is a collection of different groups, different nationalities, different creeds, different ideals, whose maqsad, whose object is one. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. There has come to you a Rasul from amongst yourselves. His love for you is such, when you are hurt, he is hurt. And then Allah outlines, Harisun alaykum. He has hirs, he is haris, avaricious, desirous for you. For what? Mufassirin explain, ay ala hidayatikum. His, ulama explain, what is hirs? They say when the desire, when the wish, when the tamanna, when the zeal, when the enthusiasm, when the cry for one thing becomes so great that it overrides everything else. More important than his family, more important than his wives, more important than his daughter, more important than his home, more important than his own life. was, "Oh Allah, give my ummat hidayat." Hirs for the hidayat of this ummat. For this he was ready to give everything. Everything was given. His daughters were given talaq. He tolerated that also. 3 miles in Taif, they pelted him. Stones would fall. Blood was, understand, blood doesn't just spurt like that. One stone has to hit, second, third, fourth, fifth on the same spot before the flesh starts splitting. They pelted him mercilessly. He fell down. They picked him up, Mu'arrikheen write, to force him to carry on running so that they can carry on pelting. The land of Taif cried. The sky above Taif cried. Dajjatil Malaika, the Malaika cried. Till blood was pouring from the body of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For what? Hirs for hidayat. My ummat must get hidayat. One fikr. For this he gave everything. His home was emptied. The wealth of his wives were given. To this extent that there was no food in their homes also. His wives went hungry. His sahaba went hungry. Their wives became widows. Their children became orphans. Himself he says, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنِّي أُقْتَلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمْ أُحْيَا ثُمْ أُقْتَلْ ثُمْ أُحْيَا ثُمْ أُقْتَلْ ثُمْ أُحْيَا. I want to die in Allah's path. Be given life. Give my life again. Be given life. Give my life again. One after that I will lay down my life. For what? Insaniyat must be saved from Jahannam. Mankind must be saved from Jahannam. So much fikr. Sahaba said, Daim al fikri wal ahzan. He was always in fikr, always in worry, always concerned, heart always crying with one concern. The ummat must get hidayat. And when Sahaba came onto that more important than my home, more important than my family, more important than my business, more important than my wealth, is the worry of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah's name must be raised on this earth, and Allah's orders must come alive on this earth. When they came onto that, Allah's help came to such an extent, that Wasila bin Asqa, radiyallahu ta'ala, who says, in the battle of Sham, we were 1,000, enemy was 100,000. He says, "Kunna kanuktatil bayda fi jildi thawril aswad." You were like the strand of white hair on the body of a black ox. 1,000 against 100,000. Ma kana shiaruna illa an qal. All we did was, he said, "Ya Rabbi Muhammad, unsur ummata Muhammad." Oh, the Rabbi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, help the ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were an ummat. Today we are not an ummat. Today we are colors, we are creed, we are ideals, we are different goals. Until the object is not one, Allah's qasam, the hearts will not be united. They were an ummat. Abdullah bin Umar says, in farajat fis samai furja, the sky split open, horsemen started coming down, they had turbans tied on their heads. They said, "Abshir ya ummat Muhammad, faqad ataakum an-nasr." Become happy, O the ummat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the help of Allah has come. The help of Allah has come. Why? They were an ummat. He couldn't tolerate that gaze should go in any direction beside the one goal, one direction, one fikr. To this extent that he didn't even allow deen to become an obstacle. Sahaba are returning once from the path of Allah. A sahabi sees a beautiful stream with some fresh grass next to it. Desire comes in his heart, "I'll get a few sheep. I'll tend them here. From now till I die, I will worship Allah." Nothing wrong with that intention. Nothing wrong with that intention. But it would take him away from the overall object of the ummah. So he goes to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "First let me take mashura from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Lengthy riwayat. He goes and indicates his wishes. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Oh my sahabi, la maqamu ahadikum fi sabilillah khairum min qiyamihi fi baytihi 70 ama." One moment you will spend in the path of Allah with my figure and the worry for this ummah is better than 70 years of salah spent in your home. He did not allow them to look in any other direction. Their gazes were one. The whole 124,000 gathered on the plains of Arafat. Asa, Allah talqani, ba'da ami hada. Perhaps after this year you won't see me anymore. How they must have been affected. He gives his khutbah and then he gives the message. Fal yuballigh shahidukum ghaibakum. Oh my sahaba, take my message to the four corners of the earth. One, hirs for hidayat. Only fikr, how an ummah can be prepared that will have the worry of insaniyat in its heart. Today, this is the cry of our elders. Muslim homes, Muslim towns, Muslim businesses, Muslim bazaars, Muslim countries. And the hearts are empty of the fikr and the cry of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Insaniyat can go to Jahannam. How we can take their dunya? How we can use them? My dunya must be made. But this worry, that am I looking at them with the cry of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Am I looking at them with the worry of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why have the hearts been filled with hatred? Why have the hearts been turned against one another? Hearts are in Allah's control. That decision is on our amal. When these hearts didn't cry for what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried for, when these hearts did not worry for what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam worried for, understand, my beloved brothers, how can there be khair? How can there be benefit? How can there be peace? How can there be unity when this ummah is not on its object? Aaj ummat maqsad-e-nubuwat se khali ho chuki. Today the ummat has lost the object of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we haven't even got that perception in our hearts. What he gave his whole life for, is that history just to be read? Or just to hear one, two incidents of how he suffered in Taif and how he suffered here and how he, without understanding why? Or just read history of Sahaba? Ummat is a collection of different groups whose object is one. If the object is not one, Allah's qasam, it is not an ummat. And those promises of Allah's help, which were promised to this ummat, will never come. Why? Because the quality is not there. What is the quality? The fikr and the worry of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I am not saying it. Quran is saying it. Hadith is saying it. If we want to come out of our deception, if we want to come out of our problem, there is no easy way. It is not that my meals must be on time, my livelihood mustn't get affected, my sleep mustn't get affected, my dunya mustn't get affected, and Allah's deen must come alive. And this ummah must be united. It will never happen. Qurbani has to be given, sacrifice has to be given, and on this, not only will Allah bring deen alive, but our akhirat will be made. Our akhirat will be made, my beloved brothers. And such an akhirat, such decisions, Anas bin Abi Murthid al-Ghanami radiallahu anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Man harisun al-layla, who will guard for one night in the path of Allah? He says, I am ready. One night guarding in the path of Allah. At the time of Fajr, Aina farisukum al-layla, where is the horseman of the night? Sahaba say, how was that day is coming? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him, Anazalta, did you get down from your horse? He says, besides istinja and tahajjud salah, I guarded for the whole night, I was on my horse. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ma alayhi Allah ya'mal abada, from now till he dies, if he doesn't do another amal, jannat is wajib for him. Jannat is wajib for him. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu goes into his garden. 30 slaves are there. He frees the whole 30. A tabi looks at this and he says, what an amal you have done. How much reward you will get. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when one slave is freed, for each limb of his body, it becomes a replacement and fidya and ransom for your limb from Jahannam. 30 slaves freed one time. What a amal you did. He says, should I not, awala adulluka ala afdala min dhalik? Should I not show you something better than this? He asks, what is better than this? بينما رجل يسير على دابته في سبيل الله وصوته معلق بأصبعه إذ نعس نعس فسقط صوته فلرضعته بصوته أفضل مما صنعت. A person is sitting on his horse, he is striving in the path of Allah, he gets tired, he dozes off, his whip is in his hand. When he dozes off, like sometimes we hold a cup of tea, teaspoon is in the hand, we doze off, the teaspoon drops, get a shock. He's got a whip in his hand. He dozes off and his whip falls. When his whip falls, he gets a shock. On that shock, Allah will give him more reward than I got freeing 30 slaves. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. This ummah was sent for this. More than this. more than the reward is the fikr and the cry of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For this, my beloved brothers, who of us with that conviction in Allah, I have been sent by Allah, I have been selected by Allah, I am not an engineer, I am not a doctor, I am not a lawyer, I am not a businessman, that is all secondary, that is all a necessity. I am the messenger of the messenger of Muhammad, I am the messenger of the Rasul of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I am Allah's safir on this earth. To gain that understanding is not 40 days, 4 months. Allah says, haqqa jihadi, to his haqq. We have to give everything till Allah's deen comes alive on this earth. But as a first step, who of us will say, inshallah, 4 months in the path of Allah? Chalo, bhai, himmat karke bolo. Who will be the first in this majma, inshallah? Chalo, bismillah. 4 months in the path of Allah.
For the latest in Islamic computer software, Islamic audio CDs and cassettes for your hi-fi or car, contact Par Excellence at 011-830097. That's 011-830097. Par Excellence is a premier producer of Islamic software, CDs and audio tapes. They are produced to the highest standards, thereby assuring premium digital sound quality. So call Par Excellence in Johannesburg at 011-830097. Want to learn more about Islam? Then you need the Islamic Scholar Professional, the world's most comprehensive Islamic computer software on CD-ROM. The Islamic Scholar Professional is an information-packed, powerful, easy-to-use, versatile Islamic software package to learn more about Islam. It combines leading translations of the Quran, Hadith, History of Prophets, Islamic History, Muslim contribution to the world, and more in a simple, intuitive, easy-to-use, Windows-compatible interface. It contains 2 complete recitals of the Holy Quran by Sheikh Abdul Basit and Sheikh Hudayfi, a complete recital of the Quran in English, various English language translations, including Yusuf Ali, Mohsin Khan, and Pickthall, 2 complete commentaries of the Quran, foreign language translations, background information of every surah, and a host of other information. It also contains the complete Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, Abu Dawood, and a host of other books of hadith and fiqh, history of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, chronological history, history of the Khalifas, letters and treaties of the Prophet Muhammad and Khalifas, halal haram foods, Islamic clip art, kalimas, duas, videos. The Islamic Scholar Professional contains so much that it's impossible to mention everything in this commercial. For more information, contact Par Excellence in Johannesburg at 011-830097 or visit our webpage at www.parexcellence.co.za.